Tom asked a good question. He said, I'm a connector because I'm connected to 2.5 million people. Does that make him a connector? No. I said, you have a mailing list. There's a big difference between a connector and a mailing list. Right? Having a mailing list does not have the same level of influence of having people have a relationship of some sort with you. Part of what happens with a connector is they've cultivated enough relationship, they can pick up the phone and take you out for coffee. Right? You wouldn't be able to do that with those 2.5 million people. If you could, you'd have a hell of a different experience. So, and you don't have to be a connector to spread something. You just have to be able to make sure the connector gets it. And they may not want to get it from you, by the way. Getting it from you is one of the challenges. So let me give you the second type of person that spreads a message, that makes an epidemic happen. The second type of person is called a maven. Mavens are interesting people. It comes from a Yiddish word. Mavens are basically people that want to know everything. They're knowledge nuts. They want to know everything about everything. These are the people that read more newspapers and magazines than this entire room combined. These are the people that want, they work hard to save money at all costs. They collect discount coupons. They know where the best deal is for everything. They know the best person to call, the best place to go. But what makes them unique is two things. They not only know everything about everything, they're curious, they're insanely curious, they want to make a deal, they want to know, but here's what makes them unique and make them spread a message. They want to help you too. Mavens are maniacs for the details of what makes something the best or the worst, and they share it because mavens are basically teachers. They're helpers. And that's why people like them and listen to them, because they're experts, but also, you know, their primary motivation is because they want to help. Now, how many of you know somebody like this that they pull you aside to tell you the best kind of computer thing to get? They just got to help you out. No, don't go there. Let me tell you where to go. Here's where you go. Call this guy. You'll get 20% off. I don't know somebody like this, and they always know the real scoop. Raise your hand if you know somebody like this. That's a maven. And they tell connectors about things, and connectors then spread it to a mass number of people. Mavens have the real scoop, like shopping centers, grocery stores. Very often, they used to be able, in a day in which the internet didn't exist, they put something on sale, but on sale is the same price they always sold for. They just put it up and they talked about it being on sale. It was really not any different. This is a common practice that used to happen in grocery stores. It doesn't happen anymore because mavens know what the price is. And now because of the internet, they spread that message like crazy to a mass audience of people. Mavens are the kind of people that if you're going to move to another city, they'll help you figure out how to get the best price and the best home, how to get the lowest commission. They'll even come and help you try and negotiate the deal. If you're going to buy an electronic item, they know which item you should get, which item you shouldn't get, and they're busy trying to look out for your best interest. How many of you have had somebody who did this and they did not do it for personal gain? The gain was the excitement of helping you. How many have somebody like this in your life? So, for example, in my sphere on technology, the head of technology at our company, his name is Luke, and Luke is always emailing me something about something. He knows I'm into technology, but if I want to do something, I've learned to call Luke. I call Luke before I go do it because Luke knows everything about everything. And Luke isn't just like he works at my company. Luke is just like he's my buddy in this era. And Luke goes 10 times above and beyond anything you could ever pay the guy to do because he loves to be the maven when it comes to technology in these areas. So mavens, their power in the marketplace is huge because of something very interesting. They have a self-disinterest, okay? So mavens have enormous power. The challenge is finding mavens. Now, here's the difference between a maven and a connector. Maven knows every little detail about something, and they're fanatical about it. So, for example, I'm giving you a book report, in essence. Now, I'm obviously implementing what I know about something, but I'm telling you a book that I read, and I'm putting it across to you in a different way because I'm using two things. I didn't just read the book like I have four friends. I mentioned this book. I said, you've got to read this book. They said, oh, I've read the book. I said, well, you didn't even mention it. I said, well, yeah, I kind of know that stuff. You teach this stuff. I said, I know I teach it, but not at this detail, not this piece, not that. Plus, how have you used it? And like, well, I haven't really used it, but I mean, you know. I'm like, are you insane? From this book, I've already made four changes in Robin's research as a company. I'm doing a bunch of my new Twin Labs company just from the book. And I read the book a few weeks ago. But that's the difference. I'm a maven. I'm trying, and I'm talking to people about, and I'm evangelical about them using it. I'm not getting anything about getting them to use it, but I just know it'll change their life, so I've got to share it. Does that make sense? Now, here's the difference. If someone's a maven, like I've had people tell me, you got to stay at a certain hotel. And I hear that's really nice, you know, but I probably don't stay at that hotel. But if a maven says you got to stay at this hotel, ask for so-and-so, he's the head concierge, and you go there and you do this and you'll save 50% per night, and it's the finest hotel in all Beijing, blah, 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 blah. If a maven tells you, here's what happened. If a connector tells 10 people stay at the St. Regis, 5 will probably stay there. They trust the connector very much. You'd listen to them as much as you would listen to a close friend. But a close friend might tell you, and you might say, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, and then forget about it, right? But if a maven tells you, you'll go stay at that hotel. If he says, tell him 10 people, if not 10, at least 9 will stay at that hotel. Because everybody knows, he knows or she knows when it comes to this thing. If I want that, I've just seen it. I know. If Luke tells me this piece, I listen to what Luke has to say in that area of technology more than anybody else. How many fault? So mavens have enormous power. They don't know as many people. So they're the ones that make it real. The connectors tend to spread it in mass to the key people. But the mavens are the ones that get it out there, and they are critical. They're a critical component to an epidemic, to something becoming epidemic to a mass number of people. When they start saying, this is the real deal, things start to grow. That's why many of you who have tried to spread your own epidemics have failed, because you have self-interest. See, if someone senses you'll do this no matter what, you're not doing it for any interest. Many of you in this room are primarily driven by utilitarian values. Nothing wrong with that. That's part of why you're successful in economic terms. Many of you, you're utilitarian off the charts. But many of you who are not utilitarian have managed to succeed because your social is so high. So people, you've helped people enough that you've been successful in spite of the fact that you haven't paid attention to money. I would be one of those people, for example. My social is one of the highest they've ever rated. So help, 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 and as a result, in the midst of that, I've done quite well. But it hasn't been my primary focus. How many follow the difference here? Okay, so mavens are critically important, really critically important, and you've got to think about them. So right now, how do you find a maven? That's the challenge. Well, you find a maven usually if you're lucky. Now, if you want to find mavens for your message, I'll give you an example. If you ever pick up a bar of Dove soap, how many know what I'm talking about, brand Dove soap? On the back of Dove soap, if you ever look at it, it has a phone number for information. I remember reading that thinking, what the hell is there to know about Dove soap? But a maven. You know where you find the mavens? They're the people that call up. The people that I used to be made crazy about RI. You know what people call up, and they want to know the size of my shoe. They want to know what I eat for breakfast. And people come and ask me this stuff, and I'm saying, these people need a life. But those are the very people that tell everybody else about you and how you're the real thing. They're the mavens. They're the ones that very often are the pests to your business because they want to know all those little intrinsic details that really don't matter to you, but it matters to them because it makes what you're doing more real to them. So, for example, in a software company, the people that call up with a million questions and they cost 10 times more than what you'll ever make selling a software, they're the ones that if you make happy, tell everybody how great the software is. And if you don't, they screw you over. At our company, for example, we only have one piece of software, that RPM software. And until recently, it's been pretty much a dead issue because everybody in the company goes, we don't want to go do that. We're not in the software business. And I've been okay with it until now, until we were going and doing our LEM program. And then I reignited and said, I really want to move this thing forward. We'll find a new partner, move it forward, but I want to move this thing forward. And there's not been enthusiasm or support for it. And so somebody said, well, let's, you know, what we're going to do is we're just going to have, you know, an email address and people can do that and follow up because we just don't have the volume and it costs way much more than we make and everything else. And the other day after I read this, I said, those are the very people, even though they're a pain in the ass, that we want to service the most. Because they're the ones that will spread it as bad or good. They're the ones that will make it so you can grow it up. Plus, they'll tell us what's working and not working so we can make it better. Those are the people we want to do it with. So mavens you can find in your business if you listen very often to the complainers or the people that have intricate questions that to you as a business person or as a leader seem like very minute details that would be a complete waste of your time. You might want to think, how could you capture more mavens? How can you find the mavens? That's how Dove does it. That's how, you know, Frito-Lay and some of these people have their website and they have these little competitions. People go to their website to find out more about Frito-Lay. You know, I mean, it's like, but these are the people you influence. You got some real power. Write down some mavens you know. Just write down a couple mavens you know and write down where might you find some mavens to spread your message. Real quick. You literally got 30 seconds. Write as fast as you can. Go.